So the only Secchi with three helmets?
I guess that was a good thing about it today. A couple of the older guys said they was going to wait until a couple of days in the training camp before they hit me with the shoulder pad. So I'm taking little by little right now.
What do you think so far?
It's a great experience with a great team, great coaches. Just trying to do my job, trying to learn from those guys and do what I can to help chip to this team, try to get on the field faster, whether special teams or defense, whatever I got to do.
Chandler said yesterday that it was all about right now, it's earning respect and just being a sponge.
Most definitely. When the other guys came in, I got Mayo, Spikes, Chung, Vince Wilfork, G-Money, and all those guys in front of me this play here has had so much success. So right now I'm just trying to do what I can to learn from those guys and just learn as much respect, just get as much respect from them as I can, the sooner the better.
Scheme-wise, is there anything similar to Alabama?
Defense is defense. Everybody has, different philosophies. But, right now I'm doing what I can, to learn. Like you said, I'm just being a sponge to some of the older guys and trying to learn as much as I can from even little techniques and different things.
Think your versatility will help you at all?
I hope so. I definitely feel like I can, help out somewhere along the line. So I'm going to do what I can, whatever they ask me to do. So whether it's kicking or holding the snap or whatever I got to do, I'm going to do what I can to get on the field.
You talk about some of the Belichick
saving runs to what you have here?
Like he just asked me, I'm doing what I can. Some differences are the same in different perspectives, but right now I'm doing what I can to learn. Football is football. It's a different level, and I'm doing what I can. Just doing what I can to learn from some of the vets. Those guys has had success here, so I'm doing what I can to learn from those guys.
It seems like you guys, as a rookie class, have already developed a pretty good
It's helped a lot. Even before we got here, we all kind of knew how each other were. Maybe not no best friends, but kind of knew each other. Where we played. What kind of player we were, and it made the whole process a lot easier. Having somebody that you actually know go through this whole rookie process a little bit more comfortable, a little bit easier to actually reach out to somebody, even though it's not a vet.
Is it more on the field, or is it more like in the classroom and the team and things like that? Where is it kind of?
As far as us being close, or?
No, just kind of the work you're putting in as far as learning things. Do it more on the field?
Oh, no. It's everywhere. On the field, off the field, in the weight room, how to study for a different level, how to understand different terminology. So, Mayo's done great here. Spikes has too. Some of the other guys, Kudavides, and some of those guys, Tracy White. I'm just trying to learn as much as I can from those guys. Why I'm still young and why, we're still going through training camp and the process is a little bit slower than what it is, than what it'll pick up in a couple of days.
When you look at how Mayo was able to make an impact so quickly, does that encourage you as far as being able to kind of do the same thing? Or how do you look at kind of where you progressed? Can you even look at it that way?
I watched Mayo in college, and I watched him when he got here. And myself as a linebacker, I feel like most linebackers have a mentality that they want to come in, they want to make a big impact. So me talking to him and asking him how he did things as a rookie, how he prepared and things like that, that's gonna help me out all the better. So I definitely want to do what I can, whether it's on defense or special teams, whatever I can to contribute to this team. Can you repeat that?
Is there a danger in trying to do too much as a rookie to try and show the coaches look out the long game? Or is it just more about you staying within yourself?
You definitely gotta know your role, but at the same time, you want everybody to know what kind of player you are. That you're gonna go out there and you're gonna give 110%. Whether it's unless it's walkthrough, special teams, whatever it is. But everybody's here for a reason. Everybody's proved their point. So right now, it's all about learning the scheme and the defense and all the intangibles that go with that.